Well, it's true. And, you know, sometimes we can get in a position where we get so comfortable, we just think, oh, well, this won't make, this isn't a big deal.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it comes right down to it, we have to be careful that, you know, when we use playful words, mm-hmm. that it doesn't actually go too far.
Yeah.
Because the other person may be going, what did they just say? Mm-hmm. And you don't realize that you could have offended them. You could have, you know, especially with things like terms of endearment, you could accidentally lead somebody to believe something that's not true.
Yeah, that's very true.
And so, you know, you want to be careful. Words have a way of, you know, words have a way of impacting lives in a way that we don't expect. So you got to be careful with what you say and how you say it.
It's true. And even the influence that I think we have over our friend groups, I think you'd be surprised to find out. You know, if people really told you and you could really see how much influence you had. Do we have time for like a really quick story?
Yeah.
I think we got a little bit of time here. So I remember I was hanging out at my friend's house, and this is when I was younger. And I don't know if I was testing the boundaries or whatever, but okay. So I was at his house and we were talking, and I think I was like, F, or I said the F word, right? Can I even say that on? I'm trying to be as like appropriate for Christian radio as possible.
Right.
But anyway, I say this and he looks me dead in the eyes. He says, oh no. He's like, all my friends at school swear and now you too. And I'm telling you, that just cut.
That stings.
Because he knew the family I grew up in. You know, he knew that I was like, you know, raised differently than that, so on and so forth, just my personal beliefs. And then as soon as he said that, I kid you not, that impacted me so much that I cut it out my vocabulary like completely. Not like I even said it, but I was just testing the boundary back then. And he told me, see, that's the power that we even have over the people around us. You know, if we were to stand up and be like, hey, like, guess what? That's actually kind of a racist joke right there.
Yeah.
Don't be doing that. Or that's actually really rude. Like, why are you saying that? You know?
It's true.
Who's going to stand up?
Yeah. You know, and here's the thing. When it comes to what we say, how we say it, how we act, all that kind of stuff, it kind of leads into a question that we're going to go into later. But, you know, if people can't tell the difference between what you're saying what the world says, is there really a difference?
Well, and then you go and you're like, oh, Holy Spirit, and you pray, the same mouth that you just were saying all these terrible things is now praying to God. And I'm not saying that God's all about like perfection and stuff like that, but at the same time, like we need to have a watch over our mouths, you know?
Well, it's true. And you know, what does scripture say about having a mouth that says two different things? It says it should not be, you know, can fresh water and salt water come out of the same source? You know, same, of course not.
Yeah.
And so when, you know, lifting someone up and tearing someone down or saying coarse jokes and whatever, coming out of the same mouth, it shouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
So that's the standard for us as believers.
Which is awesome because you know what? Even if that person doesn't see what you're maybe saying about them in secret and then saying to them in front of them, God still sees and he knows.